The politics of peace won't stop Bible translators from going back to Sudan. Christian Radio reaches out to Jakarta's flood victims, and a former slave girl makes peace with her scars. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Bliss. The last 50 years of Sudan's history have been marred by civil war that's killed, wounded, and displaced millions of people. Bible translators and missionaries were also displaced. With the signing of a peace accord last year, Wycliffe Associates' Bruce Smith says that is
created sort of a window of opportunity for the next 5 to 6 years where this ceasefire is supposed to be in place that has given us enough encouragement for the Bible translation teams who have been working outside of the country to move back into Sudan.
However, their facilities in disrepair by lack of maintenance and squatters. Smith says they need volunteers to help rebuild the facility.
This is a great opportunity to really make a personal contribution to enable them to have scripture in their own language and to really encourage the Christians that are in that country, as well as getting the word out to the people that still need the good news of the gospel.
Skilled workers are needed. Go to our website to get connected so you can make a difference. Next, more rains over the weekend made an already miserable situation worse, triggering more flooding in Jakarta, Indonesia. More than 400,000 are homeless. Far East Broadcasting Company Indonesia is reaching out in Christ's name to people in need through an emergency program called Heartline Care, offering aid following a disaster. FEBC is delivering food and water. They're also collecting blankets, clothes, soap, and medicine. Go to our website to contribute to Heartline. You're listening to Mission Network News. Bible League recently launched Word and Worship Weekly, an exciting new radio ministry for American listeners. It was developed to fill a need for those who want more from their Sunday worship experiences. The program also fills in a gap that exists due to the scarcity of quality, nationally syndicated praise and worship music programs. Word and Worship Weekly debuted on January 20th and provides a balance of music, interviews, and scriptural devotionals. Elsewhere, Operation Mobilization's 3-year project is almost complete. Their newest ship, the Logos Hope, will be commissioned on September 22nd. This May, it'll be traveling to Bremen, Germany for the finishing touches.
And that's the moment where we want to see an army of people come and join us over the summer into August, September, to finish the project.
The ship holds 500 people and will minister daily to thousands from all over the world. The crew will be able to reach their visitors more effectively with the space the new ship offers. OM needs 300 volunteers to serve 1 to 2 years in positions that have been created with the larger ship. Their mission?
And it's all about people. Without people, they're just buckets of rust, I sometimes say. You know, they're tools, and people have to do it. So we pray, and they can pray with us, and even search their own heart if they're ready for a challenging time.
Pray for these positions to be filled, or find out about how you can serve by visiting mnnonline.org. And Ghana's fetish priests carve the Drakosi's faces to mark and humiliate them. Every Child Ministries' Lorella Rouster says when they liberate the slave girls, it takes a lot to break the spiritual and emotional bondage. One such girl, whom we'll call Esther, wanted to have her scars removed. Then one day, she realized that they were what drove her message home to the other girls.
All the things that they have heard have been ringing in their ears, things like, once you are initiated as a shrine slave, you can never become a Christian. You'll die. You'll go mad if you become a Christian. You can't choose Jesus. And yet they're looking at her preaching Jesus to them. And with these scars on her face, they're realizing that those things are not true and that they can choose to receive Christ if they want to. And so many of them now have.
ECM helps the Drakosi slaves rebuild their broken lives with spiritual discipleship, vocational training, and micro-enterprise, says Rouster.
We would like people to pray for the liberation efforts because it's a spiritual battle, and it's only by the power of God that it can be done.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. International Aid is making available Discovery House Music's Passionate Praise. This free CD features praise and worship for today's church. Songs like Enough, How Great Is Our God, and 13 others. Get your free copy by calling us at 1-800-995-4828 or go to our website, missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.